A masterclass in resilience. Our next guest has had to walk through more than her fair share of fires to arrive at financial independence, but she has learned some very valuable lessons along the way. Jackie Porter is now a certified financial planner. She joins us now to talk about her financial journey and how that informs the work that she does with clients. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce. How are you today?
I'm great. You came to financial planning later in life. You weren't doing it straight out of high school. You were not dealt the ideal set of cards when you were a teen. What is the essence of that experience? And what has your financial journey been like since then?
Yeah, I think for me, my mother passed away when I was 16, and those lessons have been with me because my mother was the kind of person who, she was fiercely independent. She made me that way. She was always saying to me from the tender age of like 7, never rely on a man, always have your own money. And those things just kind of stayed with me. And she was somebody who just believed in our immigrant like work ethic. She was very hardworking, and, you know, child labor laws aren't what they are now. And I know I'm probably dating myself, but that meant that typically all of the jobs she had, because she had lots of jobs on top of her full-time job, that she literally recruited me to. So I ended up being drafted into all the things she did. And all of those things just really taught me the value of working hard and of being independent. And, you know, she was just somebody who made me feel confident that I could do things, primarily because she was, you know, a single mom, and, you know, babysitting wasn't what it used to be, right? It's certainly not what it is today. So I was left on my own a lot to fend for myself, do things. And I didn't realize it, but it just made me really confident. It made me really resilient. So, you know, fast forward to many years later, losing my mom and having to make adult decisions about, you know, figuring out how to put a roof over my head, food on the table. You know, I have to tell you that like the confidence that my mother placed in me and making me feel like I could do things like make lunch on my own at 7, walk home from school at the age of 7 and, you know, be on my own. All of those things I didn't realize was teaching me resilience in real time. So I just, once she passed away, you know, started to move in with a friend, started to work a few jobs to pay the bills. And then, you know, I did that for a number of years through high school, through university. And I remember it was interesting to me, Bill, because Bruce, my apologies, that people just kept asking me for advice. They saw myself and my girlfriend living on our own, and they thought that we knew something. And the truth is, the only thing we knew was how to work hard. And, you know, truthfully, that led me to getting, you know, I did work through jobs through high school, through university, got my first full-time job. So that led me to learn a lot about figuring out how to save money, because I needed to figure out how to do that. Figuring out how to be independent. And when I got my first full-time job, I just put away as much money as I could into all of the savings programs that were available to me, because I actually became a really good saver over that time period. I was somebody who was the queen of buying secondhand clothes because that's what I could afford, right? Buying antiques. And all of those things allowed me to eventually, while I was working for that company, buy my first home. And so I got downsized from my first job, which was also a lesson. And when I got downsized, I actually remember asking that same friend I was telling you about that I lived with, you know, I built up all this savings at this company. I'm not quite sure what to do with it. You know, she actually said to me, go talk to a financial planner. And I was probably 26 at that time. That was the first time I'd ever heard of the profession. And I finally sat down with a financial planner who, lucky for me, was a woman. And even more rare that I just came to realize many years later, was a person of color and a female. And that was something that she was the first person I ever had a money conversation with. And, you know, she told me, not only could I work for money, which is what my mom taught me, but that money could actually work for me. And truthfully, that was a game changer, Bruce, because no one ever talked to me about money working for me. And by the time I was 26, I had already been working for, you know, 10 years solid. And I was tired. So when she told me that money could work for me, I just kept thinking, I need to learn more and more about this industry because I need to figure out how money could work for me. I had been financially insecure for so long, renting and finally just getting my own place. I had, you know, struggled for so long. I just wanted to learn everything I could. And so I asked her about the profession. And that led me to, you know, get my certified financial planning designation, get all my licenses, create my seven-figure net worth. And from that point on, I started to think about all the people that looked like me, that never had a money conversation with anyone, and, you know, what a difference it could make for them as well.
Well, clearly, I would have liked your mother. She sounds amazing.
Really?
And this amazing financial planner mentor, too. You have done many things. One of them is to co-author a book called Single by Choice or Chance. What is the single biggest insight that you want to pass along to women who are in that extraordinary circumstance?
Yeah, I think the biggest lesson is don't wait to start owning your financial future. Like, you deserve to have financial security, and only you can make that happen. Women live longer than men. We take a lot of time off to caregive. We also tend to earn less. And so the sooner that we come to the realization that we're the person that needs to become comfortable leaning into money conversations and taking care of our own future, the sooner like we get the opportunity to feel good about the future we're going to create. Because I have to tell you that the truth is, it feels good to take the reins of your finances. It feels really good because no one else can promise you that. People die, people leave, and sometimes you want to leave. I'll never forget the client who came to me many years ago because she wanted a financial plan to figure out if she could leave her husband, if she could afford to leave her husband. And, you know, she never did, but she just wanted to know that if she wanted to, she could.
Hugely liberating, I can imagine. Now, listen, we've only got about a minute or so left. You have something called your 360-degree process. Every financial advisor has some sort of four-step, six-step, five-steps, 180-degree, 360-degree, whatever it is. What is the one thing that you would say about how you approach that client engagement that is unique or different, or you would say is your superpower?
Yeah, I think my superpower is helping people like put all of the different documents, financial documents that they have, help them organize it, help them figure out how they should be thinking about it, help them figure out how it all relates and aligns to their money story. So sometimes people will tell me this is what they want. They want to save for retirement in a certain amount of time. But then I look at their documents and their documents tell me something different. So I'm like, my superpower is helping people align their money story with their documents and making sure that it all works and really making financial planning fun. I really hate boring. And I know my clients love leaning into stories, their own financial stories that actually captivate them, that we can make use humor in finance. We can.
It is boring. It is humorless. It is a terrible idea. We need more banker blue, and we need button down shirts, and we need.
And complications. I know how much.
There is no way to make this simple. No.
I know. And the truth is, people's financial circumstances are complex, but not to them. They understand it well.
Right.
They should know if you understand it, right?
Right. And so the papers really are stored in the microwave oven. That's where they should be, of course. Jackie, we can clearly talk all day. I really appreciate you taking some time to share a bit of your story and your wisdom. Keep doing what you're doing with so many great people. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me here today. I really appreciate it.
Jackie Porter is a certified financial planner. She is also co-author of Single by Choice or Chance, The Smart Woman's Guide to Living Longer, Better.